National Socialism in the Germany of the 1930s made a strong appeal to its youth. The Nazis fully realized that if the younger generations could be brought to their worldview, the future of National Socialism would be assured. Fascism in all countries made a fetish of youthfulness, commented George L. Moss, author of Nazi Culture. What a contrast this offered to the elderly politicians haggling in parliaments, or to the fossilized bureaucrats which ran the nations and the political parties of Europe. Modern America also has witnessed conflict between the younger and older generations. The genesis of this generational conflict began with the rock and roll music of the 1950s and grew full-blown with the Vietnam War, when families were split along lines of age. The young embraced the anti-war movement, while the older generations, tempered by the propaganda of World War II, supported the war policies of Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon. Here again was a reflection of Nazi Germany, where Hitler's promises of a more prosperous future held considerable sway with the younger generations. The young were set off against the old, observed Moss, and the distinction that was made between the old and young nations was operative within the Volk itself. When Hitler damned the bourgeoisie, he was inveighing against the older generation, brought up under the First and Second Empire. This generational conflict caused by control over popular culture such as music, films, art, etc., was merely another use of the divide-and-conquer tactic. American journalist and educator Milton Mayer was both Jewish and of German ancestry. He traveled in Europe before the war and tried, unsuccessfully, to gain an audience with Hitler in 1935. 7 years after the war ended, Mayer traveled in Germany, searching to understand what had made the average German blindly follow National Socialism. "I never found the average German," he recounted in a 1955 book, "because there is no average German."